The Sardinia question. Yesterday, I didn't leave the house. I spent all day until very late afternoon. In fact, about 6:30 in the afternoon in the house. Happy to stay indoors. Happy that it was okay for my dog not to go out for a walk until the sun had, you know, eased off. Yes, it was a different kind of a day than I'm used to. I wouldn't have dreamt of playing golf yesterday. And that's why the Sardinia question came up in a really big way yesterday evening. You see, my wife and I have booked a holiday in Sardinia at the end of July into August. And that's all very well. And I must admit that I knew it would be hot. We both knew it would be hot. But we both thought, well, okay, we can put up with a certain amount of heat. But neither of us had thought about 40 degrees. 40 degrees centigrade. What's that in Fahrenheit? About 120 or something? Or 110? Anyway, whatever it is. Yesterday morning, I looked at a heat map of Europe. Aware, as I'd say most people are, that things are extremely hot, and I began to think about what 40 degrees would be like in Sardinia and how we wouldn't be able to go out. Neither of us would be able to go out from about 9 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock in the evening, and then how hot would it be at night? And what would it be like to live in air conditioning for 2 weeks? It has seemed to me impossible. Yes, we got a book flight. Yes, it cost a reasonable amount of money. But Sardinia? No, everybody I spoke to about Sardinia beforehand says it's a lovely place, great place to visit, a great type of holiday that you could have there. But nowhere is suitable at 40 degrees. And what's the guarantee that Sardinia won't be 40 degrees? Of course, it is possible to say, look, we're having a heat wave now, but the heat wave will be finished by the middle, in a couple of weeks' time, and temperatures will go back to whatever normal means, and it'll be just about okay. It'll be at the top end of heat, but it won't be impossible. Because I cannot imagine driving round Sardinia, and we have no plans really to hire a car, but we might well hire a car. Driving round Sardinia in fierce heat, getting out of the car from time to time, and it being generally a matter of how will we survive this heat. Now, when I use the word survive, I do not mean how will we avoid dying in this heat. Not at all. I'm thinking of enjoying the weather. Enjoying the weather. Today, it started out beautifully cool. More breeze than yesterday. And I said to myself, I have said to myself, oh, today, that fierce heat of yesterday has lifted. Oh, I'm now walking across a field, really, a park, looking at all the cut grass and feeling it under my feet and smelling it. The smell of cut grass. Love it. Love the smell of cut grass. Why leave Ireland in July and August? Why leave possibly the best climate in the world, almost, at that time of the year? Of course, we have had summers in Ireland where it has done nothing but rain. I remember spending a month in a house in the west of Ireland, and it rained something like 25 days out of the month. Anyway, it's nice now. The Sardinia question is a long way from being settled. It's more complicated than I have described, because my wife dates when she can possibly take holiday are limited. So mine aren't, but hers are. And even then, do I really want to be in Sardinia if the weather is going to be 40 degrees? You know, 40 is the new 30. Back to the studio.